Good morning. Bob the Plumber here. This is my weekly CLO2.tv show where we are supposed to talk about chlorine dioxide, but we don't always.
Right.
Sometimes we have special guests and we go off on different rabbit trails. Today we're going to do a tutorial about how to read your Bible an hour a day. I've been harassing people for 36 years about reading the Bible an hour a day. And we had an interesting phone call. We're having coffee the other day. We're going to share with you after the break. But we did have a lady call that actually was reading her Bible. Imagine that. Somebody's right. Listening. But anyway, so Eric's with us today. We're going to talk about what Eric's been doing. He hadn't been on for several months. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about chlorine dioxide a little bit, about how it impacts lives and things we're doing in Sevier County here in Tennessee to be a blessing to other people, severetv.com. And we'll talk about those things and others right after these messages.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
All right, welcome back. Okay, Bob the Plumber here, and we're uniquely positioned here because we have chlorine dioxide, which allows us to cure disease all over the planet. According to some of our documentaries, 95-97%, which is pretty good.
Phenomenal.
And we also know the gospel, so we can help people heal spiritually. What is interesting is the Christian people, supposedly Christian people, who you would think would be interested in healing physical disease, they don't seem to care. You tell them about chlorine dioxide and they're like, oh, that's wonderful, man, man, man. They don't even look up the website.
Right.
And then the people who have access to chlorine dioxide, a lot of them are at best pretend Christians, but they're not really on fire about God.
Right.
And so somehow or another, we're trying to figure out how we can get these folks together, you know, and get what we need is born again people who are into healing. And so I've been calling out. I have a list of what I call the Magnificent Seven. So there's seven influencers in our world who, if any one of these seven men will start reading the Bible an hour a day, it'll be obvious to the whole world, because God will raise them up.
That's right.
Because all the power is in the Word. See, that's the disconnect that's happened in America, is people have gotten away from the Word of God. We are now a nation of Bible illiterates. And you say, no, my pastor, he knows the Bible, because he can quote it left and right. No. Your pastor can quote 36 verses, and you ask him about the 37th, and he's lost as a goose. He don't have a clue. And if you want to know, you want to find out, ask your pastor Sunday, ask him who buried the Lord Jesus. Now, he will know one, but there were two people there. One of them was very prominent, more important than the one he knows, and he doesn't know. I'm telling you, you got to look it up yourself so you'll know the answer, but that's okay. But I'm telling you, we live in a nation of Bible illiterates. And if your pastor is not harassing you about reading your Bible, if he doesn't tell you every Sunday you need to read your Bible, then I can tell you one fact, he's not reading his. And I never hear pastors mention, even my favorite boy, John MacArthur, you know, he's like the best pastor ever. He's a fantastic preacher. Every sermon I hear him preach, I'm going, dang,
right.
I've read that 200 times.
And didn't get it.
I didn't get that out of it. This guy's amazing. And the temptation is to just listen to his sermons. Mm-hmm. But you don't have a relationship with God through another person.
Right.
You know, that's like having a relationship. Well, I just got married, so you want to come with me into the marriage
bed?
You
exactly.
know, we don't do that. No. If you have a relationship with somebody, it's you and them.
That's right.
Not a third person as entertaining as you might be.
Well, and as a Christian, we're the bride of Christ.
Exactly.
You know, that's exactly right. It needs to be intimate.
So today we're going to talk about, I'm going to show you how I read the Bible an hour and a half a day, but I also do other things at the same time. And of course, the first 170 times I read the entire Bible, I was reading a hard copy, you know, paper. This is the John MacArthur Bible. It is my favorite. And if you think you know who Jesus is, go to gty.org, grace to you, gty.org. Look up the sermon, Who Chose Whom? And you're going to find out real quick. You don't have a clue who Jesus is.
That's right.
You're going by hearsay. You're listening to some preachers that tell you that Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, guess what? That's not that accurate. It's not a lie completely. Right. But if it's not the whole truth, then it is partially a lie. But so there's a Bible app, the YouVersion, I think. We're going to show you how to get it. But because, you know, we're going to play a little bit on, we're going to put my screen up and I'm going to let it play and I'm going to let you hear some of the promises of God.
Right.
Because I know your preacher's told you about God's promises and wants you to be healthy, and he promises to heal you and to bless you and all this stuff. But God promises some negative stuff too. If, for say, you live in a country where you've turned your back on God.
That's right.
And so we're looking at America today, and things don't seem like we're being blessed that much. Matter of fact, looks like we might be going down a dark path. As a matter of fact, we are.
We are.
And you need to be prepared. Go to Mike's, prepwithmike.com and start getting ready, because it's fixed to get dark. And when you listen to this, and I showed this to Mike Adams one time because he didn't believe me. I told him that God promises this right here, and he said, where? I don't believe you. And there you go. So Mike Adams is not reading his Bible. Let me read you these are my seven people I meant to read you. If any one of these seven men will start reading the Bible an hour a day, it will turn America around. And beyond them, we need 1 million Americans to be reading the Bible an hour a day as well. And we're going to show you how to do it. But it's President Trump, and this is in no particular order. President Trump, Mike Adams, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Bobby Kennedy Jr., General Flynn, and Elon Musk. Just one. We need one to commit to seeking God with all their heart, and then we're going to see some spectacular things. Because these guys they have platforms, they're brilliant, they're movers and shakers.
Yep.
All they're missing is the power of God in their lives.
That's right.
And they all, well, I imagine most of them think they're Christians. Who knows? Not right. My call. All right, so now we're going to put my screen up. This is a Bible app, and I'm going to hit play. And I want you to hear, these are promises of God. We're in Deuteronomy 28, beginning in a little bit into verse 45. It begins with, all these curses will come, pursue, and overtake you. And I played it past where I wanted to. But if we'll put that up on the screen, I'm going to play this for you. Listen to this. We're going to play it for about a minute, but listen closely. This is God the Father talking, and this is what He promises.
Come, pursue, and overtake you until you are destroyed, since you did not obey the Lord your God and keep the commands and statutes He gave you. These curses will be a sign and a wonder against you and your descendants forever, because you didn't serve the Lord your God with joy and a cheerful heart, even though you had an abundance of everything. You will serve your enemies the Lord will send against you, in famine, thirst, nakedness, and lack of everything. He will place an iron yoke on your neck until He has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation from far away, from the ends of the earth, to swoop down on you like an eagle, a nation whose language you don't understand, a ruthless nation showing no respect for the old and not sparing the young. They will eat the offspring of your livestock and your land's produce until you are destroyed. They will leave you no grain, new wine, oil, young of your herds, or newborn of your flocks until they cause you to perish. They will besiege you within all your gates until your high and fortified walls that you trust in come down throughout your land. They will besiege you within all your gates throughout the land the Lord your God has given you. You will eat your children, the flesh of your sons and daughters the Lord your God has given you during the siege and hardship your enemy imposes on you. The most sensitive and refined man among you will look grudgingly at his brother, the wife he embraces, and the rest of his children, refusing to share with any of them his children's flesh that he will eat because he has nothing left during the siege and hardship your enemy imposes on you in all your towns. The most sensitive and refined woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her refinement and sensitivity, will begrudge the husband she embraces, her son and her daughter, the afterbirth that comes out from between her legs and the children she bears, because she will secretly eat them for lack of anything else during the siege and hardship your enemy imposes on you within your gates. If you are not careful to obey all the words of this law, which are written in this scroll, by fearing this glorious and awesome name, Yahweh your God, He will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, severe and lasting plagues and terrible and chronic sicknesses.
All right, folks, it goes on and on and on, you know. And the reason I play that is just simply because if you've not been reading your Bible, you have no clue who God is.
That's right.
And that's the whole point. We're trying to encourage everybody to read the entirety of Scripture beginning to end, and so you can develop a relationship, because one day we're all going to stand in judgment before the living God, and it's going to be, you don't want to hear those words, you know, away from me, you evildoer, I never knew you. But we know from Jesus' own words, you know, that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many
right,
miracles?
Right.
And He will say to you, away from me, you evildoers, I never knew you.
That's right.
So very, very dangerous to be an American, to have wealth and to enjoy the blessings of God and not develop your own relationship with God. So what I want to do now is I want to show you what we were looking at right then. So if you want to go, put my screen back up. So if you want to go to your app store, you punch app, and then you simply type in Bible. And by the way, this is free. I think I read somewhere where 1 billion of these have been downloaded. And there it is right there, that one. Let's see if I can't make it larger, but it's that one right there with the on the upper right. It's free. And you can just download it, and then you can get it, and you go there. Now we're back where we were, but watch this. That was the Holcomb Christian Standard Bible. But you can get it in 73 versions.
Right.
You can read and you can compare. So you can get anything, and then you can jump back and forth. And I don't know the way he said that. I wonder if that's what King James said. And you can watch this, that, and the other. So that is a free Bible app. A billion of them has been downloaded, people all over the world. And what I like to do, I like to read along and listen. It gives you two opportunities to grasp what's going on.
Right.
But, all right, now, the principle about reading the Bible is that you really don't do anything worthwhile after 9 o'clock at night, in my opinion. And so if you'll discipline yourself at 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock, what am I doing that's more important than God? Ask yourself that question. And if you don't have a good answer, you better go on to bed and let God wake you up.
That's
so
right.
So what I do is I get up different times, but I don't set an alarm. I don't have to. I'm old. Old people don't sleep good. But so I get up 4 or 5 in the morning. I make coffee, and I'll sit there, and I'll read my Bible like that. Let it speak to me as I read along. And then for 30 minutes, and then I get on my treadmill. You see my treadmill there? I've got a wire thing wired on there. So my iPad, this one right here, I slip it over that. I use headphones, and I get on the treadmill for 30 minutes, give or take, a little longer normally. And then I go into the next room over, and there's my infrared sauna. And you see, I cocked my iPad where you could see it. Once again, with my headphones, I try to stay in there 30 minutes. That thing's brutal. I hate that thing.
Right.
So I usually get 22 to 25, 26 minutes, and then I'm about to die. So I try to read my Bible. Nowadays, as bad as things are, I try to read my Bible pushing an hour and a half, at least an hour, 20, hour, 30. So I've been doing this now for 36 years. So Eric and I were sitting over at Claybo's coffee shop the other morning, and somebody calls me. And my phone number is on clo2.tv. And so I always answer my phone because in this case, a lady called, and I think her nephew or somebody, a relative, was addicted to heroin, I believe she said.
Yeah.
And she had seen a show we did here in this thing a couple years ago, where Max was talking about one of his relatives was addicted to something, and he took him some chlorine dioxide, and the next day, the addiction was gone. And she was asking me about protocols and this, that, and the other. And I had told her, I'm sort of in a meeting, but I always answer my phone because you never know when you're going to have a chance to be a blessing to somebody.
And that's right.
And so she said, oh, can I tell you one more thing? And I said, sure, you know, go ahead. Her name was Tanya. I remember her last name, similar to, I hope you saw Jeffrey's show right before ours.
Yeah.
But anyway, sweet lady. She said, by the way, I watched your show a year ago and said, I started reading my Bible an hour a day, and she said that changed my life. Said, it's
praise
so amazing.
Lord.
Prior to that, I didn't understand anything about the Bible, but once I committed to reading it and started reading an hour a day, it just blossomed, and now the Lord has given me understanding. And I told her, I said, in my entire life, for 36 years, I've been trying to get people to read the Bible an hour a day. You're the first person to ever call me and told me from a distance. Now, I got friends that that I hound every day, and I ask them questions and expose the fact that they're lying to me. But I have people in my sphere that are reading more than they used to. But
that's
first
right.
time it ever happened. And what a blessing it was, and I'm very thankful for that. So, all right. Now, we got Eric here, and I invited him in, so that's enough. I want y'all America will not turn around until we collectively acknowledge the sin of ignoring God.
That's right.
And I can sit here and tell you things about the Bible, but then I become just like all the preachers. And besides, who wants to listen to a stupid plumber anyway? You know, that's That's the height of ignorance, is listening to somebody else. That's the whole point. Well, go directly to God.
I think, you invited me on today to catch up with everybody and let everybody know where I've been and what I've been doing. And, it ties right into this conversation. I've been on the path. I've been trying to get out into the world and help people to see where they can make corrections in their daily lives. And, Bob, I like everybody, stumble and fall. And I stumbled and fell in my life. And when I came back to Christ, I at times was one of those Christians you're talking about that wasn't fully accountable for that commitment that I made to be the bride of Christ. And since, I've known you and your influence in my life, I've always been committed to reading the scripture since I was saved again, not on a regular basis. I probably haven't been retaining it like I should. But, since I've committed not just the Bible study with my son that I do every day, which is at least a half an hour, I commit an hour myself. So I'm
praise God
up there with you about a half hour, hour and a half a day.
Well, it's a discipline. It's like if you want to become a world famous boxer, then you develop a routine.
Right.
You see them jump rope, and right. then they go out in the morning and they run. They do road work or whatever boxers do.
Right.
But the great ones, there are certain things they all do,
That's right.
to discipline themselves. And knowing anybody takes effort.
That's right.
Like if you and I want to know each other, we got to commit to meeting for coffee.
Right.
To get together, to share intimate details of our lives. And that's how we get to know anybody.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the experience of, like Tanya was expressing to you, having it blossom for her. My experience has been at Claybo's, where we, had this phone conversation having coffee. Just this, country, simple place, great atmosphere, great community place. It's a place where you get gas.
Yeah.
But it's where men meet and talk. And in that place, we've experienced many blessings, actually.
That's the essence of, quote, church and fellowship. Me personally, I won't be rude to anybody, but I don't go to these organized meetings where I know nobody is reading the Bible. I can ask them simple right. questions and nobody knows anything. That's not worship.
That's right.
You can't worship with people that don't worship every day. Worship cannot be, you can't get it down to 1 hour a week. You're not going to heaven. If that's all you're doing, you're going to burn in hell. Guaranteed, folks. Listen, that ain't it.
That's right.
That's not a relationship. What kind of relationship do you have with anybody if you boiled it down to, all right, I can have a relationship with you for 1 hour a week. When I'm not busy doing something else, that's I'll try right. to get with you. That ain't no relationship at all.
No.
Not something that's going to be eternal. So, yeah. So anyway, I don't play those games, but when I'm meeting with you or Wayne Cook or other people that in my sphere that I know are seeking God, say maybe Michael, then that is the essence of where two or three are gathered together in my name.
Praise the Lord.
But
that's
some
right.
of it, what has happened in America is we're all playing a game.
That's
it's
right.
like it's like we always thought that all our doctors and hospitals and all that was the place for health. Just like churches, that's where you go to find God. Well, now we find out that hospitals are where you go to get murdered, and churches are where you go to get murdered spiritually, because it's nothing real there, man.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I, personally experienced this. We've been living through this covocity, or whatever you want to label it, this sham of a pandemic, plandemic.
Plandemic, yes.
In my family, we experienced a death during this time. And the death was someone that lived in California, a family member that lived in California. The mortuary for the county was so backed up that in order to be able to do the processing after the passing, it took 30 days and then another week before we could have service. So it gives you an idea, you know, in places like California and New York, where they were just all on the bandwagon, you know, just let's have faith in man, let's have faith in pharmakia, let's turn away from the Lord. Let's not listen to what the Lord says about man, right? Don't trust man, trust only in me is what the Lord says. But we choose man, we choose ourselves, our ego, and others all the time. And as a result, these places are experiencing exactly what the scripture speaks about in Deuteronomy.
Exactly. You're talking about, I'm going to send these plagues on you, and then there's going to be people come in, you don't even understand their language. Folks, I don't speak Chinese. I know Mike Adams does, so maybe he'll get exempted from that.
Yeah.
We're coming up on a break. After the break, we're going to talk about really what you're doing in the world in terms of trying to wake people up from the fact that we're in a corporation and we've been enslaved our whole lives and all that
right. Crazy
stuff that I'm still trying to wrap my tiny brain around. But I want to talk about that some more because I do appreciate you coming on. But spiritual first, and then we'll talk about things of the world right after these messages. And then, we got some other exciting things for you.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
All right, welcome back. All right, folks, since this is my CLO2.tv show, I want to tell you where you can get information on that. A good website is secretmineral.com. That's a great source of information, and it has links to other things. There's three great documentaries about it. The Universal Antidote is the number one. And there's also a Telegram channel, The Universal Antidote. Mm-hmm. And there's also Chlorine Dioxide Testimonies, David Oates' Telegram channel. That's a great one. We had a lady on last week. I meant to bring one of those bottles. She was talking about killing parasites with myrrh. If you haven't seen it, you can go to Brighteon.tv, look for our show, CLO2.tv, and then you can click on it and you can watch all our past shows. You can even go back far enough and you can see shows Eric did.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So all that stuff's there, it's available. But anyway, all right, Eric, so in a nutshell, the thing that impresses me when I talk to you and people that know what you know is things like saying to our audience that when you go to court, you're being played. Right. And when the judge says, is this your name? What he's looking at is your name in all capitals, and it came off a birth certificate that enslaved you from the very beginning. You were made a slave, what they call a straw man. And then the judge will say, is this your name? And you, of course, you know, of course.
Right, right.
And so now you're automatically his slave in his room, in his world. And then he says, do you understand? And you go, well, yeah, of course I understand. I'm not an idiot. Well, you might be. But now you've agreed to stand under him.
Yes.
And it's all word games and craziness. And you're going, no way. But look around, look around. I saw this morning where one of the Proud Boys was sentenced to 18 years in prison.
Right.
You know, for going to the Capitol. And everywhere we look, you know, what's going wrong? You know, our legal system has gone crazy.
That's right.
You know, and it's because we're all slaves, willingly slaves. And we don't even want to talk about the IRS, but that's bogus too.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, all right, now, having laid that foundation, tell our people stuff that how we can combat that, steps we can take, and there's a lot of confusion in that world because I know, well, you were on with Ann Vandersteel, and,
that's right.
And we never followed up on that yet, but what can people do, and where can they go to get information? I know you got a real good website made by the same guy that did the Secret Mineral.
That's right, Michael. Yeah, freedomfromslavery.com.
Freedomfromslavery.com. Are y'all still putting more information on that?
We are. Now, okay. We've slowed down a little bit. I've been on some family adventures for the past few months. I've gotten married.
That funeral you went to out in California.
Yeah, in fact, 10,000 miles. And we've gone 10,000 miles in three months. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, coast to coast a couple of times now. You know, just like all the other times that I've traveled across the country, what I experience is the same thing each time, and it's despondency, confusion, and lack of direction. People don't know what to do. They don't even know who they are, really, as Americans. And, you know, those of you that are trying to find solutions, there's plenty of solutions out there. You can go to freedomfromslavery.com, and that'll be a good starting point, and you can reach out to us, and we'll help you and kind of guide you along through the steps. Now, you know, we talk about what can people do. It's not as complex as people make it. You can get in the complexity of it if you want to step up to the plate and take action in your community. We encourage people to do that because that's how we make change in this country, is by getting involved. You know, Americans oftentimes feel like they're not heard, they don't have a voice. The problem is you're not focusing your energy and your efforts where you need to in your local community. I think if every county had people in it that were adhering to the scripture and reading their Bible like they're supposed to, and then got involved in the body politic and were persistent and consistent in the body politic, we could experience the change that we want. We as individuals have the power to create the environment that we choose to have. So the processes, the first things you have to do is you have to realize who you are. You're an American, and you're born into a land that was consecrated to God. And because of that, you have that as your guidestone in law and in life, in community. Our forefathers used the Exodus 18 model of scriptures to align our government to be in accordance with God's law. And through that, we have obligations of stewardship and to be our brother's keepers. So that's really what this boils down to.
So rather than like for years, the church has been, well, I think it's because the church started doing that corporate thing where in order to raise money, they wanted to be tax exempt, so they got in bed with a corporation.
They did.
Which was, and then they started, well, separation of church and state, which is BS to begin with. Bob Sisson, by the way. But so that has made a lot of Christians, and even I think my boy here may even teach that people shouldn't be as involved in governments as we should. I hope I'm not saying something bad, but I seem like Dr. Alan Keyes was fussing about that. But nonetheless, it's just the opposite. You know, yes. As a matter of fact, we've launched a local television network just for our county.
Right.
And since we're already doing this with you guys here, we thought we'd try that. But, you know, General Flynn and some of our guys here, they're all saying, you know, pretty much the same thing. Get involved. Right. There's no white hats coming to rescue you, folks.
That's right.
And the ones that are telling you that, you better stop and think, why are they telling you that? Are they saying, sit tight, wait on the rapture, you know, you don't worry, you know, we got this. You just sit there, you know. That ain't worked yet.
No.
And I suspect that's God wants us involved with Him and like you're saying, am I my brother's keeper? Well, guess who asked that question? He wasn't a good guy. He was a bad guy. And so, I think we are our brother's keeper. We are called to love our neighbor. Wasn't that what Jesus said? So we should care about our neighbors that are even like the liberals, the nutcases, the ones that are trying to mess with our children. We still should be loving those guys and trying to educate them, as difficult as that is, but we are called to do that.
Well, we are. And just like the scripture also explains to us, the seasons change. You know, we've been in a season of awakening. And I think just from my experience, that season of awakening has now come to a closing. And now we're in a season of action. And from my perspective, it's very blatantly obvious to me that, you know, if we don't start to take action, if we don't start stepping up to the plate, then we're going to lose everything. You know, as a child, I was always raised, it was God, family, country, right? And that's because we thought our country was healthy. We didn't have to worry so much about our country. We could focus in on the family, right? And that's healthy. That's what we want. That's what our forefathers intended when they established this country, was for us to be able to have that liberty to be able to focus inward on the family so that we could build the family unit and glorify God, which is what we're intended to be here for. What's transpired, though, is now we've come to a point where if we don't go God, country, family, then we're really going to be in trouble. Because let me tell you, folks, like the scripture says, if you are driven out of your home and you are cast into the winds, well, we all should know what that's like. And if you've been reading, you would know. It's not something that we want to experience at all.
So one of the things, and if anybody's out there gets interested, my phone number is on clo2.tv, 865-654-7147. But we're building a local television station, and we're trying different things to see what works and what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. In terms of, and don't tell Mike Adams I said this, but this is like, I see this as like Brighteon affiliates all over the country. So if you're in Cleveland, Ohio, or Miami, Florida, and you've got a little money and you want to really impact your county. I think once you get enough people watching, then you can have Christian people that you encourage to run for office. And then with a few thousand votes, you know, we can help impact elections, school boards, rather than just go and try to raise your hand, see if they'll let you talk. You know, you can impact it on a broader... Well, that's what the Democrats did.
That's right.
They took over the media, and then they took over our elections, and now look at them. And so we're just playing their same game. We're taking over the media. We are the media. There is no other network here. We're the only one.
Right.
Now, nobody's watching us yet because we're not very good at it. But God is in this. And He's going to send us people that are going to help us develop content.
Right.
And we're going to grow. And we're going to figure out the right way to advertise and get out for the amount of least amount of money. So if you're out there watching and you're going, ooh, that's not a bad idea, you know, give us a call. We ain't got it perfected yet, but we know the equipment. We got like three sets of cameras where we go out and we video a a store or a restaurant or whatever.
Right.
And just, you know, this is where we like to go eat. This
right.
is where we, there's a lot of shows. We live in Pigeon Forge, so there's different shows. And we're going around and filming some of those. We did a juggler the other day. Very interesting guy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good
show. And it blesses them.
That's right.
And that's the whole thing. Be a blessing to your community. And of course, we got chlorine dioxide. Let's not forget that. We can literally heal everybody in this county and shut the hospitals out.
That's
and,
right.
And we need one tiny hospital and in case somebody's in a car wreck. You can't just take chlorine dioxide if your bones are broken. You need,
sure,
you need
sure.
more help than that.
Well, I think it's just indicative of everything in our country. It just needs an overhaul. We're not
yeah.
trying to, we don't want to tear that down. We don't
I
want
do.
To destroy. We just want to, get back to our founding
yeah.
principles. If we can just do that, like get back to the scripture, we'd be great.
Scripture first and activism and community second.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting because our families are suffering too, but our families are suffering because we didn't do the scripture or the country thing. And now we're being attacked by
right.
Satanists. But it's because we got away from God.
That's right.
You know, Romans 1 says that if you get away from God, there's three God gave them ups. And it was homosexuality first, but the third one was God gave them up to a depraved mind.
That's right.
And now there's retards literally in our communities. And you saw what happened to Target. Praise God. You
and
know.
Bud.
Yeah, and Bud Light, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, I never was a Bud Light guy anyway, but I mean, apparently a lot of people I think they've lost billions and billions and Target's going down that same road.
Good.
And there's another one, and all of them are going to, eventually, you give people enough rope, they will hang themselves.
Oh, that's right. That's so, right. Well, you know, again, you bring it back home, you get into your community, you build in your community, because in your community you can vote with your dollars. You don't need, in some counties you have a couple of thousand people to really make an impact at the voting booths. In some counties, there's 3,364 counties in the United States, I believe. And most of those counties, as many as 25 to 50 people can turn the tables in an election.
Well, I mean, back to the American Revolution, didn't they say there was only 1 or 2% that were actively involved in the American Revolution?
3%.
3%. So it doesn't take that many. And guess what? Wherever you live, there are already numerous groups in your county that are already actively involved.
That's right.
Loosely connected. They may know of each other. But what'll happen is if you'll start some kind of programming going on there, then what'll happen, at least this is what we hope, is that God will bring those people together. You can promote each group and then connect each group. And the next thing you know, you've already got 1,000 activists
right.
that are now working together to bring about change.
That's right.
And I mean, we've already helped get one guy elected, and we failed on Leonard, bless his heart. Mm-hmm. But I tell him, don't give up, man.
Don't, yeah.
We're gonna get you elected. We're not up and running. We're just getting started.
That's
I mean,
right.
We're not even. But hey, guess what? We're on Roku. We can show you how to get on Roku, get on Apple, so people can literally watch us on their TV screens. They can watch us on their phones. You know, and it's not that hard to do all that.
No.
So, you just need to know the steps, the right equipment, so everybody doesn't need to reinvent the wheel.
That's right.
So,
and I think, you know, this is divinely appointed because, you know, the people that are involved in this and the startup of this are doing it not for any other reason but to glorify God and to help strengthen their community. You know, and if we can turn our focus away from how we benefit from our labors and ensure that the people around us are the ones that are benefiting from our labors, the world will change quickly.
That's a very good point, because what we're trying to do is totally nonprofit, in the sense that if we do, somebody wants to advertise, We don't personally need that money. Now, we may have to hire somebody, like we were talking about it last night at our meeting.
Right.
You know, somebody to what do they call it, where they mix videos, like you know,
an editor.
Editor, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, we may end up having to pay some people, but right now it's all volunteer.
That's right.
You know,
that's
people
right.
are coming and volunteering their time, volunteering equipment. Mm-hmm. We got two studios already, and we can show you how you can build this stuff behind us. Just a bunch of TVs, no big
right.
deal.
Right.
And these tables, this is stone coat countertop surface on these tables. We got several of those already built, ready to go out the door.
First step, step one, First Amendment, freedom of speech, journalism. That's where it starts.
Real journalism, and that's something else. We're trying to find young people in our community, homeschoolers, kids at the local college that are studying journalism. What a great opportunity to come and be a part of a startup television network.
Right.
Who knows, maybe the next Tucker Carlson, he was on my list. You know, they might come out of Sevier County. You never know, man.
Well, I think Tucker needs to really consider and putting a spot on Sevier TV.
If I had to bet on one of these seven men to read the Bible an hour a day, Tucker would be my number one choice. I've been working on Mike Adams for years, and I can't get him to do it, so I'm giving up on him. But Tucker's a good guy, man. Tucker has the potential to be something special.
Absolutely.
I'll be glad when he gets back out there and starts telling us what he really thinks.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Without the censorship, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my word, yeah. Because, you know, he did. He pushed the edge of the envelope through his entire time on Fox. I mean, God bless the guy.
Well, he has an amazing ability to be sarcastic. His sarcasm is amazing, man.
Yeah.
I admire it. I'm sarcastic, but I ain't that good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, brilliant guy. All right, we got about 4 minutes left. How can we bless our people? So you can go to, not Secret Mineral, you can go to that. That, I mean, if you want to get healthy, get you some chlorine dioxide, just take a few drops a day and watch what God does. We call it God's detox.
Mm-hmm.
But, so what's the name of y'all's website?
Freedom from Slavery.
By the way, I woke up one Sunday morning about a year ago, and because you and I had talked on Saturday night, and said, well, we need to build a website. What would be a good name? I don't know, you know, we'll think of something, you know. All right, you think about it, I'll think about it. Got up Sunday morning, and I'm going, it's like the Lord put it in my heart, freedomfromslavery.com.
Yeah.
I'm going, hey, dude, that was taken right after the Civil War. You know, that ain't available. He said, would you type it in? Oh, whatever. And sure enough, it was sitting there. I don't know. It'd be interesting to learn. You know, somebody had it and let it lapse or something.
Something,
you know?
You think, yeah.
No way, freedomfromslavery.com.
Right. Because that could be applied to so many different topics.
I know.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
And as a matter of fact, once we develop that site, we need to have a spiritual slavery. I would probably need to be working on a page two is freedom from the slavery of slavery to sin.
Well, we do. And biblical citizenship is something that also needs to be addressed because there is biblical citizenship. You are, if you have been saved and baptized, you are a citizen of God's kingdom first before any other place.
Right.
And we need to remember that because that's where our authority and power comes from.
Well, of course. And of course, Abraham looked to a city that was, you know, like the New Jerusalem. The
mm-hmm.
whole point about this life is to live it in with our eyes on the next one.
That's right. Because
if we keep our eyes on what's physical, we're liable to end up in hell.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Quickly.
And that's why you have to read the Bible. It's not easy to walk through this world, you know, because everything's physical. This is a table,
right?
You know, but none of this is going to be in heaven. The only thing that's going to be in heaven is our souls and the Word of God.
That's right.
That's the only thing that's eternal. Everything else is passing away. And you got to make yourself try to think about that, but you can't. It's impossible unless you're in the Word. The more you're in the Word, the more you think eternally, the more the Word of God is factored into every decision you make. Do I want coffee? Do I put regular cream, you know, whatever in it, or stevia because it's healthier. So
right.
Everything is filtered through God's Word.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Praise the Lord.
Yep.
And you know, we're going to do it. We're going to get there. Those of us that are standing in the gap, we're going to continue to stand in the gap and continue to push forward. And I think amazing things can happen as a result.
All right, so we're running out of time, folks. Listen, I think Jeff and Shady probably still come on after us, but Jeffrey Prather was on before us, and And I always like to get in here early and listen to some of his stuff because he's brilliant. But Brighton TV has all kinds of great hosts. Mm-hmm. You know, we got Ann Vandersteel.
Yeah.
We got Jane Ruby, Dr. Artis. And you can go back and you can go to Brighton.tv and you can click on whatever day those people are on. Dr. Lee Merritt's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
She did a show the other day with some lady that was just amazing. She sort of went over the whole gamut of what's going on, and it was brilliantly done. So there's a lot of great stuff, and share our shows with other people because that's how the word gets out. Of course, shout out to Alex Jones. He hasn't even been on his show lately. I don't know, or Owen Schroyer is taking care of everything. But so I don't know what Alex might be in court again, but he's wonderful. Anyway, it's wonderful to be with y'all. Be blessed, and we'll see you again next week, Lord willing.